You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
South Africa's first private transmission bid window has identified seven global firms that will be looking to bid for at least $1 billion worth of infrastructure development projects, around 17 billion rands worth of those projects, depending on what rand exchange rate you are using. And interestingly enough, in these qualified companies from around the world, these seven global firms, not a single South African firm makes that list at this stage. We're going to be taking a look at this and trying to make sense of it with our independent energy analyst, Tshepo Radima. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Radima, lovely having you on the show, especially at this time of the year. This is an interesting time for us to be taking a look at this infrastructure window or this infrastructure plan. We know the expense that's going to come from this transmission project or these transmission programs. The north of 400 billion rand is what was initially earmarked. And to kick things off in this first bid round, are you surprised to see that South African firms didn't make the cut?
Well, Remy, I send greetings to you as well as to the listeners. For me, it is immaterial as to who gets appointed as an EPCM, you know, engineering, procurement, construction, and management for the grid expansion. I think there's still many questions that remain unanswered. Therefore, I doubt that these seven global firms that have been selected or pre-qualified to go to the next stage will actually reach financial close. And because we have to ask, what exactly are they being asked to do? We know that the minister is very exuberant. He wants to embark on expanding the generation capacity of the country to 105,000 megawatts. We've spoken previously about this. By the year 2039, I expressed doubt that will South Africa have the capacity to build 4,000 megawatts every single year between now and 2039 in order to reach that august goal of increasing generation capacity to 105,000. Now, when you add to that 14,000 kilometers of... you add to that 14,000 kilometers of a expansion transmission grid, there is a very fundamental question that you have to ask, and that is of not only technical feasibility, but also of financial viability. And lastly, you have to answer a question of what tariff point are you going to be looking at? So technically, it is not feasible. And let me just preface it this way. You know, the guest before me, David Shapiro, was making reference to Jason Huang, who is the CEO of NVIDIA. I think he's the largest company globally now. Mm. Now, Jason Huang, a week ago, was actually making a point that I've been making for many, many years now, that any and all intermittent energy, the moment you put it onto any high voltage grid, such as the one we have in South Africa, that energy, it is 100% redundant. And Jason Huang made a point that the state of Texas in the United States in the year 2024 effectively threw away 8 terawatt hours of renewable electricity, whereas Brazil threw away 28 terawatt hours of renewable electricity. And he also made a point further that globally there is well over $20 billion worth of renewable electricity which gets thrown away purely because it is not designed to be transmitted on any high voltage grid. Now, if we know that, the question is, the cabinet and the minister and the people that run Eskom, what informs them that somehow when it applies to South Africa, the laws of physics will be rewritten for them and be able to then go and embark on building 14,000. So the 440 billion that they hope will be spent on effectively enlarging the transmission grid by 14,000 kilometers, I doubt that these firms that have been selected will reach financial close, because those firms having to go and raise money on the capital markets to be able to embark on this grid expansion project in South Africa, they are going to have to answer exactly the same hard questions that we are asking. And the words of Jason Wang of NVIDIA are going to unfortunately reign supreme, and meaning that I think this is just talks about talks. Nothing will come out of it.
Regadima, I want to get your thoughts on perhaps whether or not we should be pursuing these efforts in parallel rather than trying to merge into one. We know we're on a just energy transition drive. We know we've got a lot of financial commitments around renewable and cleaner energy. You and I have spoken about how we can rework our existing grid to make it more adaptive. Should we not be running one stream on existing power, high voltage power, traditional power source, and start a completely new stream that focuses on renewables instead of trying to merge the projects?
We shouldn't be trying to merge them because they are incompatible. Mm. You know, in 2015, I wrote a report which I presented to the then Minister of Energy and Minerals, as well as to the ANC's Energy Transformation Desk, together with the then Secretary General, who's now the Minister of Minerals. And in that report, I very clearly highlighted the urgent need to reinforce and rehabilitate the current 33,000 kilometer transmission grid of the country, because the transmission losses are ever spiraling. So there is more and more power that gets lost because the transmission grid that we have in 2015, if you look at the line from Mpumalanga to the Cape, both Western Cape and Eastern Cape, that line in 2015 was 47 years old, and there has not been enough capital expended to ensure that there are efficiencies maintained on that line to reduce the transmission losses. That is what I highlighted then. Now, so I'm flabbergasted to see that instead of doing that, which already 10 years ago, I presented a report to show this was the urgent need for the country, they are talking about expansion against the backdrop when electricity demand in South Africa is on the continual decline and is not increasing on the one hand. And on the other hand, of course, having priced ourselves out of competitiveness scales, the issue becomes, well, how exactly are we going to be able to pay for this so-called renewable electricity, taking into account that we are now experiencing in our electricity sector the highest ever migration, customer migration from the grid to off-grid. And this is not only just domestic in terms of households, but also we are seeing light industrial applications, commercials, all of them are now migrating off-grid because the tariffs have become so much higher that it is becoming a lot more cheaper to actually go off-grid. And we are going to see that trend continuing. So if you look at that, according to CSIR, 7,500 megawatts of electricity demand, which Eskom used to supply, has gone off-grid. When the smelters close, because they are going to close, including the aluminium smelters, which for a long time have been on the lowest ever tariff cost of about 65 cents today, when they close down, then that again is going to accelerate that decline in demand. And over and above that, then we are going to sit with the Eskom that, notwithstanding that it received the largest ever bailout of $254 billion, it will just not be able to generate enough cash flows and positive cash flows. And more so, the municipal debt itself now has reached over $105 billion. So it just doesn't make sense what we are being told. And I will not be surprised if these firms don't reach financial close, no different from how the other renewable energy projects, which their former minister, Jeff Radebe, ran down our throats as South Africans and forced those to be signed, none of them were able to reach financial close because their philosophy was to try and get the lowest ever tariff. And at 47 cents a kilowatt hour, you will not find anyone who will be willing to expend the money to generate electricity, because they would rather finance off-grid solutions, because they can then triple the income as opposed to supplying that electricity to a Eskom who will then mark it up and, of course, at 4 to 5 times what they would have bought it for. So these are the issues that we are wondering, those of us who are analysts and subject matter experts, we are wondering about it.
Seems we have just lost the line that we had there to Regadima, but we appreciate all of those insights and the contributions. As always, Tsepo Regadima, independent energy analyst, joining us to reflect on the bid windows or the bid companies that have been qualified to bid for the request for proposals in our transmission project efforts as a country.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.